faking it, and you. Can you change who you are in only 28 days? Can a farmer become a rock singer? Can a surfer become a web designer? That is the challenge for contestants of the Channel 4 program Faking It. In the first program of a new series, we follow the transformation of Sharon Evans from a student of classical music to club DJ. At the end of 4 weeks, she must try to convince 3 professional DJs that she is one of them. Sharon comes from a small village in the countryside. She is studying classical music, and first impressions are that she is a quiet but talented musician who knows she is good at what she does. Sharon admits she doesn't like dance music, never goes to dance clubs, and she doesn't stay up all night like lots of girls her age. But Sharon likes a challenge, and her life is about to change completely. First, she moves to London to live with professional DJs Anne and Lottie, who have the job of transforming Sharon into a club DJ. They are in for a big surprise. When Sharon arrives, she is wearing smart clothes and is carrying her cello. "What are your thoughts on house music?" they ask her. Sharon doesn't know what to say. They stare at her in disbelief. "Do you know anything about house?" Sharon finally answers, "It's quite loud, isn't it?" But there is no going back. Anne and Lottie are keen to get it right, and Sharon has to learn fast. The real test begins when Lottie starts teaching Sharon the art of mixing records. From the start, Sharon hates the music and finds mixing the records very difficult. She wants to be a success, but at the end of the day verily admits it is hard. Sharon is under pressure. She knows that she has to mix records like a professional, and she also has to look right. A fashionable hairdresser gives Sharon a new image, and Anne helps her to choose the right clothes. She is beginning to look like a real DJ. After a couple of weeks of practicing different styles of dance music, Sharon now has to work on her own for the first time and play to an audience. She is terrified, and when she mixes the records badly, everybody leaves. Things aren't going well for Sharon, and the evening ends in tears. It seems as if Sharon can't get it right, so Anne arranges for a few lessons with a voice and movement coach. Over the next couple of days, Sharon begins to feel more confident and learns how to talk and move like a DJ. At last, Anne thinks Sharon is ready. It's the final test, and now a new Sharon arrives at the club, nervous but ready to do her best. Can this shy girl who hates dance music convince the professional DJs that she's real, or do they know she's faking it?